ancient Greece. Rome, the birthplaces of democracy, philosophy, and deeply complicated friendships between very muscular men. They wrote epic poems, conquered empires, and shared a lot of strigils. So what did go down inside that big wooden horse? Were Achilles and Patroclus just good pals, or good pillow pals? Was Alexander the Great a twink with ambition, or a full-blown twunk with an army? And honestly, was 300 shirtless Spartans too many, or just enough? We're diving deep into myths, marble, and mild misdemeanors, exploring the ancient world's most legendary bromances, bedroom politics, and battlefield flirtations. Have a peek beneath the ancient world's dirty toga. This is History Exposed. After exploring the rich flavors of Filipino cuisine, I'm heading into the heart of Bohol to see one of the country's most iconic natural wonders, the Chocolate Hills. Spread across the island like waves frozen in time, more than 1,200 of these dome-shaped hills rise from the earth, almost perfectly symmetrical. During the dry season, their grass turns a deep brown, giving them their famous name. Geologists believe these hills were formed from ancient coral and limestone, uplifted and shaped by rain over thousands of years. But ask a local, and you might hear a legend instead, of warring giants, of heartbreak, or elemental forces rising from the mud. What stands out here, beyond the landscape, is the deep connection between the people and the land. Locals have lived alongside the hills for generations, developing quiet, sustainable tourism that honors the environment. Trails are kept clean, structures are built lightly, and guides often share not just facts, but stories passed down through families. Tourism here supports the community, but the community also protects the land. It's a delicate balance, and it's working. The Chocolate Hills are more than a destination. They're a reminder of nature's power and the respect it inspires.